afternoon. Do you know what I'm saying? If I lived in that complex, I would take my plucky off and go beat them little ones. Because I got no problem beating a child with a plucky. But anyway...
The Booty Drive Unfiltered.
Yeah, what do you do? Like, if somebody, if a kid eggs your car, what do? Do you just tell their parents? Or do you also brush it off? Like, ah, they're just kids being kids.
I have no idea. I've never had it happen to me. You could brush it off, but what would they do next? You know?
I don't think these kids are, like, bad children. And I speak to them all the time. That's how I know exactly who they are. There's these little girls that run around my complex, and they weren't in school, so I know it's them. But, I mean, yeah, I don't want to get them in trouble. I don't know how their parents would react. So, Duran, you've got a child. What should I do? Just leave it.
She hasn't egged any cars yet, so I can't answer from that perspective. But I think just keep an eye on it, because that's a problem. And maybe if you don't say something now,
then they
it
end up
could
being
get...
serial killers.
No.
Oh, okay.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Eskom's new CEO, Andre De Reiter, has warned there will be no room for corruption at the power utility. And as the United Kingdom today brings to an end 47 years of European Union membership, it has assured its citizens that there will not be immediate changes. Details at 4.
Well, Dominic Thiem set up a clash with Novak Djokovic, Australian Open final, after he came from a set down to beat Alex Zverev 3-6, 6-4, 7-6 and 7-6.
Obviously, that's what we're going for this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I think they all just said what it means to me and to everybody. I mean, it was an unreal match. Again, two tie breaks, so tough and so close. It was almost impossible to break him. I mean, at such a high percentage on his first serve. The Australian Open Finals is absolutely unreal, and what a start to the season so far.
Brumbies running four tries on their way to a 27-24 win over the Reds. Aaron Cruden came off the bench to score 12 points with the boot as the Chiefs began their campaign with a 37-29 win at the Blues. Sharks Bulls 10 past 7 tonight, and the Stormers take on the Hurricanes on Saturday, opening round of the 2020 Super Rugby season. World Cup winning Springbok captain Sekulisi says that they are targeting a win on Saturday to get their campaign off to the best start possible.
Obviously that's what we're going for this weekend. There's no two ways about it. We want to win this weekend, and I think we don't want to say we want to start well, because you can't control that, but we just want to make sure the things that we've worked on in the preseason come together on the field. So we just want to give it a full go, but we definitely want to win this weekend, and it will help us obviously quite a lot with our confidence.
Sydney Sevens also on the menu for the weekend. Blitzbox open their account bright and early tomorrow morning, 3:30 against Argentina. Also won a PSL clash tonight, Maritzburg United. They entertain Cape Town City at 8 p.m. Durant Collett, 5FM Sports.
In Joburg on the N12 westbound, there's an accident before the Edenvale exit causing heavy